Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. A report.
The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments, including the Ministry of Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Department of Financial Services, Department of Higher Education, among others. Rozgar Mela is a key government initiative which aims at employment generation. Since its inception, more than 11 lakh recruitment letters have been issued through Rozgar Melas organized across the country. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Union Minister of State MOS for Rural Development Kamlesh Paswan will today hand over appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations during a national-level Rozgar Mela at Assam Rifles Training Center and School in Dimapur. The MOS arrived in Nagaland yesterday on a two-day visit to the state to review the implementation of key rural development schemes across the state. Minister Paswan yesterday held a review meeting with district officials in Dimapur and interacted with beneficiaries of various schemes. He stressed the importance of transparent and timely implementation of central government programs to ensure inclusive growth and improve livelihoods, particularly for the poor and marginalized. The review highlighted progress under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission in Dimapur District. A total of 13,409 women have been mobilized into 1,665 self-help groups with over 3,900 lakh rupees provided as capitalization support. Under the Lakhpati Didi initiative, 425 women have achieved Lakhpati status, while over 33,000 SHG members have been identified as potential Lakhpati Didis across the state. The Principal District and Sessions Court Kohima has sentenced 39-year-old Raju Rao to rigorous imprisonment for a period of 4 years and a fine of 5,000 rupees for committing culpable homicide of Ninaju Rai Bangshi, 37, at Jotsoma village in 2021. Principal District and Sessions Judge Kohima Mezivolo T. Tere, in an order, stated that considering the oral and documentary evidence, the court found the accused guilty and sentenced him to rigorous imprisonment. The 5-day District Handloom Expo Tanabana began at the Shepherd High School ground, Newland. The expo, which will continue till January 27, is being organized by the Department of Industries and Commerce in collaboration with the Sub-District Industries Centre, Newland. Gracing the expo, Deputy Commissioner of Newland, Sarah S. Jamir, lauded the Department of Industries and Commerce for organizing the Handloom Expo to encourage and expand local artisanship. She also urged the department to continue supporting local artisans in every possible manner. Ms. Jamir further urged the department to provide necessary training, skill upgradation, and access to modern scientific tools and technologies to improve productivity and product quality among local weavers and artisans. Nagaland Public Service Commission (NPSC) has declared the written results of the Combined Technical Services Examination 2025. NPSC said results can be accessed from the Commission's notice board and website at www.npsc.nagaland.gov.in. Meanwhile, the viva voce will commence from 10th February and the interview call letter can be downloaded from the website from 3rd February noon onwards. And Nagaland will compete in the 60th National Cross Country Championships 2026 today at Ranchi, Jharkhand. The team will be led by coach cum manager Mr. Mualong Jamir. The contingent includes athletes selected on merit from the Nagaland Cross Country Championships 2025. Participants are Mr. Wede T. Mero and Mr. Nate N. Wangnao in senior men's category, Mr. Chongsop P. under 18 boys, and Ms. Supi under 16 girls. The Nagaland Athletics Association has wished the team for a strong performance at the national event. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.